program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
It wasn't just a sanatorium, was it? Was it? No! No, it wasn't!
Yes? Mental hospital.
Hey, Homer. Hi, it's me, Susie the Floozy. Guess what? I'm checking out today and I need a ride. Hello? Hello? Damn.
Severe paranoid manifestations, long periods of depression, violent outbursts. Quite frankly, it's against my better judgment that she's being released.
I see.
I'd like to commit myself.
Very well. Shall I show you to your room, or would you prefer to be dragged off kicking and screaming?
Ooh, kicking and screaming, please.
As you wish.
No!
Why do they want to lock you up?
Oh, so they can hurt me. They'll put you in a shirt with long sleeves and they pour ice water on you.
Are you feeling this evening?
Actually, I'm a little chilly. Could I have another straitjacket?
Of course.
Hey.
You think he's bad off? Gotta see the guy down the next cell. Tells him he's Houdini. Since he's not the one who's locked in, me with. He keeps promising he'll help me escape.
This isn't fair! How can you tell who's sane and who's insane?
Well, we have a very simple method. Whoever has that stamp on his hand is insane.
You seem like a nice guy.
Why'd they put you in here?
Because I wore a pink shirt.
I understand. People thought I was crazy for the way I dressed.
What'd you wear?
One white glove covered with rhinestones.
Hey, Mom! Dad's in a mental institution.
Oh, my God. Mother was right.
Now, Homer, don't you worry. Your family's going to be here before you know it.
Forget it, Belle. There's only one way out of here, and it ain't pretty.
What's that?
Dating a nurse.
Oh. I told you kids you were going to send your father to the crazy house.
No, Mom, you said poor house.
I said crazy house.
Poor house.
Crazy house.
Poor house.
Crazy house!
Hello. You've reached the new Bedlam Wrongly Committed Hotline. All of our operators are currently busy. Please stay on the line.
Crazy. Crazy puppy.
We become what we think and act upon by positive thinking. It is said, think positive for your good in life, and it will motivate you. This is more than a poor idea. Those who are failures, disturbed, lonely, in prisons and mental institutions, arrived there by thinking positive.
I went down to the mental hospital. Now, everybody in the mental hospital is not crazy. People need to get that in their minds. There's a lot of them are nervous disorders, but I was in there writing a thesis on mental illness and mental sickness. And I talked to a young intern. That's a young doctor that's studying at the hospital. I said, Doc, I want you to tell me about some of these cases.
I hate this place! Why am I here?
You are on a quest for knowledge.
Who said that?
Fear not, Homer. I am your spirit guide.
Hiya.
There is a lesson you must learn.
If it's about laying off the insanity peppers, I'm way ahead of you.
No, I speak of a deeper wisdom. The problem, Homer, is that the mind is always chattering away with a thousand thoughts at once.
Yeah, that's me, all right.
Value the ability to make your mind a blank.
Your mind is going totally blank. You'll remember nothing of your past life. You will not even remember what a glass of water is. You'll remember absolutely nothing. All memories and all thoughts are vanishing from your mind. Completely blank. Completely blank. All is gone. You'll know only what I teach you and nothing more. Do you understand me?
Tell me, has there ever been any insanity in your family?
Listen, I'm as sane as you are. If you think I had anything to do with it, you're crazy.
We're going to make weekly appointments. Bertha may have further electroshock treatments. I want you to make certain that she keeps them.
Yes, I will.
It started first with a very decided tingling all over my body. This tingling finally extended to the mind area, and there was a clarification of mind such as, it's hard to believe, I seem to become one with the entire universe. Everything in the universe seemed to be contracted down to one small dot.
The right side of my mind.
We do not need to worry about our teenagers and youth of today. They are going to live in an era of mind control and find it as the greatest power on earth. An era of construction and peace never experienced before.
You have taken the first definite step towards gaining control of this mind of yours. And this is the important thing. Then you go in and you take that shower. And while you're taking that shower, you start to sing something peppy and cheerful.
Can Mary fry some fish, Mama? I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, Mama. She was at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins Sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama poured me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pup, Mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, Mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, around his throat, Mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You'd better let him lock me up. Me that she's dead, Mama, 'cause I just saw her in the bar. We were sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, and then my mom just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Why don't you get up?
And when men yield their minds to the devil, you have a Hitler, you have a Mussolini, you have raging maniacs to damn, to blight.
I can only drive it out of my mind.
Holy Christ, I'm going off my mind.
Wish certainly didn't come true, 'cause scary mad wishes don't make things come true. Everyone wishes for scary mad things. I'm sure that you sometimes do too. I've wished for so many, and I can say that all kinds of wishes are things just like play. They're things that our thinking has made. So wish then, and don't be afraid. I'm glad it's certainly that way, aren't you? That scary mad wishes don't make things come true.
My sweetheart left me. I've been hurt. How will I ever find another sweetheart? Who would ever love a homely girl like me? Even my own parents don't love me as much as they love my other sister. She's so pretty.
When I was a little girl, my sister was prettier. So I strangled sister. She's not prettier now.
Out of these 25 children, 2 will be in a hospital for the insane before his or her life is finished. 4 more will be profoundly neurotic. 4 more deeply neurotic. 4 more mildly neurotic. And approximately 8 to 10 will be fairly normal. You see, your chances aren't too hot, are they?
Well, I don't get it. These guys seem as normal as you and me.
There are some people who turn to insanity as a form of adjustment. Did you hear what I just said? I said that insanity is a form of adjustment. Nobody goes to sleep sane one night and wakes up cracked the next. Practically every person who goes insane wants to be. Now, what do you think of that? They want to be.
Person that titillates a person and it leaves her flat is crazy. He's a troubled person. He's a truly crazy person himself.
Too bad you can't read my mind. Sorry you can't read my mind. 'Cause if you could read my mind, you'd know this mirror face is my hiding place, where we try to kill each other. It's too bad you can't read my mind.
Some people say my head is empty. They ask me if I've really got a brain. Find that such a silly question. I mean, what else could be keeping me so sane? I've lost my mind. Impossible. I can't imagine my mind without me.
Yeah!
woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I'm having the most perfect hallucination, cries a young man under the influence of LSD. Green and blue patterns are pouring all over me like a deck of cards. I have a feeling this is what Alice Paradise must be like. I don't feel I'll ever be the same again.
You gotta help me.
Well, sure, buddy, I'd be happy to help out. What can I do?
Diddly do, diddly do, diddly
doodly doodly, hobbity hoodly, hobbity hoodly, hobbity hoodly, gobble goodle,
gobble gabba gabba, hey.
Goo goo gajoob.
Mister, do you need some help?
Let him go, Ralph. He knows what he's doing.
The only time the mind will accept untruth is with hallucination. And there is not one good reason that anyone can think of for this state of mind. If it is continued, it can cause insanity. Improper activity in the mind, and we are out of touch with our surroundings. To date, as far as we know, the mind can only express or perceive something through the body.
At NASA's Langley Labs, psychologist Peter Dirks is looking inside the brain to find out what happens when someone gets a joke.
Right now, what's going on, Bob is being hooked up to the recording device so that we can get readings of electrical activity from his brain.
It's a joke, Dobbsy. Aren't you going to let me in on it?
In on it? Sure I will. Sure.
Institute for Behavioral Awareness presents Mind Tripping, How to Use Your Head to Reduce Your Body. This tape was prepared by Francis Stern, PhD. And now, Dr. Stern.
On this tape, you will learn to use some tools to help you successfully control your eating. You've already taken a step in that direction by listening now. This tape offers some of these how-to tools. Try them. You will probably like them, and the system works. Our experiences with people, as well as research on relaxation, indicate that it does work.
You're so crazy.
As for everything else, the Greeks had a word for this mental and physical state of bliss. Ataraxia was the term they chose to use for the opposite of anxiety, fatigue, and blues. Ataraxia means peace of mind, and that, even more than money, is what most of us want to find. Today, medical science recognizes that some folks aren't helped by relaxing exercises. In cases of difficult tension and nervous apprehension, doctors are now prescribing an ataraxic medicine. It makes those who fear they're about to quit feel like they're ready to begin, bidding their darkened spirits goodbye for the calming peace of a cloudless sky.
Oh, Darlene, I remember when the least little problem used to put you right to sleep.
Oh, not anymore, Madge. Today's modern now a go-go woman just pops these simple little pills called Anger Dream.
It was about the time that he was directing the ad campaign for Imperial Margarine. But after dinner one night, my mother took a long look in our French provincial mirror and decided to put her head through. Not such an uncommon response for many housewives in the early 60s. But we just don't like to hear about that.
Hey, what's going on?
Come on, love. I switched from butter to Imperial Margarine.
You mean this is margarine?
Are you trying to?
No, and I'm not. You've got to believe me, Doctor. I am not.
Insane is such a meaningless word.
You see? Your stupid minds. Stupid. Stupid.
Well, I'm taking it from you.
Give me a break. She's drunk.
Of all the states throughout this nation, the happiest by far is the state of relaxation. There'll be fewer breakdowns and insomniacs when more of us have learned to be relaxed. We'll be free to relish the joys of life, no longer tense over daily worries and strife.
It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me, trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here, I'm not all the way crazy, and I ain't sane, and I ain't drunk. By God, I got sense enough to know what you're doing.
Well, I don't want stuff like this on my video or messing it up.
It ain't gonna be in your video. It's in your biography.
Because
it's
all
your story.
I want is good, honest dancing and people to enjoy themselves.
I engaged in intercourse with your spouse or significant other. Now that's psychiatry. Huh? Huh?
This is called psychoneurosis. And as I said, we all show it. It's a question of degree. From headaches to paralysis, it's only a question of degree. Now there's another adjustment that's much worse. It's called psychosis. Better known, popularly, as insanity. Now, I promised you I would show you how a person goes insane.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition, my condition was in?
I'm gonna
condition. You know what condition? It's Kenny Rogers' liposuction in right now, God dang it!
Whatever.
You go to my head, and you linger there like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round and round in my brain, just like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. And still, I say to myself, get hold of yourself. Can't you see that this never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, just like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. And though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, still, you go to my head. You go to my head. Darling, I'm certain this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head.
Yeah. I hope I didn't brain my damage. I better check my pupils.
I don't deserve it. I can't have it. The other guy always gets it. How many times have you said that to yourself, hated yourself, and continued to set up a self-destructive belief base, reinforcing it every day with those words? Well, now you can have a longer version of Theater of Your Mind with peaceful ocean scenes stare into the candle flame for deeper concentration as you watch the psychedelic colors flow onto the screen, going deeper and deeper, down, 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 even before you close your eyes. Hi, I'm Daze. Now you can see yourself as you want to be for a much longer length of time. You can work on specific goals with complete privacy using this personal Theater of Your Mind video. Project yourself into a new future now. Accomplish all of your conscious goals. What an easy way to create a new subconscious belief base.
Misery and wrong thoughts multiplied become dead wrong. In diagnosing trouble, an ulcer, arthritis, heart condition, cancer, or any effect causing damage to health, we must look at the whole man and consider his thoughts and habits instead of just studying his end result. Fearful thoughts and emotions direct organs and glands to have a deficiency or a secretion of chemicals poisonous to other chemicals. These poison chemicals now produce effects which they do not direct. Since they circulate in the blood, something always gives in the weakest place, which may be the brain.
All right, brain.
You don't like me and I don't like you. But let's just do this and I can get back to killing you with beer. It's a deal.
Count from 5 to 1, and as you do so, you feel yourself letting your body go limp and relaxed. 5, feeling calm. 4, restful and relaxed. 3, deeply relaxed. 2, wonderfully, wonderfully well. 1,
beautifully and deeply relaxed.
Kill for my girl, I kill for kicks. Gonna kill, kill, kill. Want my girl, I want my girl. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give me sober. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give me sober.
So we begin to develop this amazing picture of the battle for man's will, or synonymously speaking, the battle for the mind. Let's look at the mind for a moment just as its physical values, as a physical organ. It is perhaps without question the most miraculous thing in the natural world of the universe. As science and learning have developed in high places over the last two decades, man's wonderment has continually increased as to the phenomenon of his will or his brain. That little 3.3 pound substance of pinkish, grayish, jelly-like matter, encased in the three envelopes and the bones in your cranium, that operates on a tenth of a volt of electricity, is an amazing substance. It is comprised of 13 billion brain cells. It has the storage capacity of storing within it during your lifespan 15 trillion facts. In other words, if you transformed everybody on Earth to a fact, your brain could house the population of 5,000 worlds.
You can use your brain intensely and say, oh, I have brain fatigue. You can't. It'll wear out your body. Your body will become weary, but your brain is not muscular. It's electrochemical. The subconscious, I say, is fantastic. It sends lightning-like messages out to your body over the brain nerves. The thinner ones being 1/25,000th of an inch in thickness. And over these, the messages go to your closer organs at 2/3 mph. But your larger brain nerves are 1/2500th of an inch in diameter. And over these, the messages race to the farther extremities of your body at 300 miles an hour. You can wiggle your first toe and your first finger simultaneously, and the brain organizes this dispensing of knowledge. Fearfully and wonderfully made, says the psalmist. Now, when I say they want to be, I don't mean to suggest it's conscious. A woman doesn't sit down on a Monday morning and say, I think today I'll go crazy. It doesn't happen quite that way. But will you remember this, please? No one is born insane. You do not inherit insanity. The most you can ever inherit are pretty peculiar parents. But of course, then your chances are much better.
My father laughs at me. He calls me stupid. I'm not stupid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to talk to people. I'm afraid they'll laugh at me.
Hygiene? What's that? What's that? Could you tell them? In case you can't, here's the finest definition of mental hygiene I've ever seen. I didn't see it in a psychiatry book. I saw it on a menu in a restaurant. And this is what it said. As you ramble on through life, brother, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut and not upon the hole.
We think our belief is our own thinking. But, in fact, it's like superstition, someone else's belief. Holding to fictitious beliefs and not judging for the truth keeps us disturbed and often costs us heavily. In extremes, our very life. If we are going to find the truth, we are going to have to stop thinking like the plaintiff and the defendant and start thinking like the judge. It's man's only defense against himself.
You so crazy.
Now, I hope that you're not too confused on the difference between a neurotic and a psychotic. It will help you remember it if I tell you that the neurotic is the type of person who is always building dream castles in the air. The psychotic is the one who moves in. And the psychiatrist collects the rent. By the way, do you know the difference between a psychiatrist and a proctologist? You know what a proctologist is? He's a medical specialist who deals exclusively with the disorders of the rear, a sort of rear admiral of medicine. I mention it to you because I want to tell you about a psychiatrist and a proctologist who went into practice together. You're beginning to notice the possibilities, aren't you? They wanted to print up a little card that would very quickly and simply tell what they did. One of them said, why don't we just say nuts and butts? See, that's simple, isn't it? The other one said, well, it's simple, but it's not dignified. He thought a while, and how about rears and queers? Well, that didn't pass either. You know what they settled for? Odds and ends.
Anybody will say anything on the end points of madness.
From Geneva, Switzerland, comes news of a new discovery of the mind. This news is being presented to the world in many languages and through every means of communication available. The words you are about to hear are on a 33 1/3 RPM record, which is free to anyone. It is a pleasure to introduce an eminent psychologist, well known throughout the world, and whose voice many will recognize immediately, Dr. K.C. Kittinger.
Whatever.
In regards to the new philosophy, since man cannot move in any direction without a thought, if we are going to discover how someone failed or what made him a success, we must turn to his thoughts and how he came by them. He was born with a few instincts, but everything learned has been from others. Therefore, this listening to others can cause his success or the lack of it. His thoughts direct certain emotional energy causing movement that the movement did not produce. Next, his motion produces conditions that it does not direct. His failure or success did not direct his motion. It was his particular kind of thoughts and other people reacting to them that brought his end result. Some formula or guide to help in this knowledge and judging we would welcome. Starting with the premise, thoughts are electrical, and knowing wrong thoughts restrict this electrical current, it seemed possible that a small device could be made which would give a signal when an individual persisted in unreasonable thinking. This eventually led to another discovery. We cannot eliminate anything causing physical suffering or wrong thoughts. There is relativity in what our mind accepts as truth, and relativity in what our mind holds as belief. Reality is reality, but belief can be true or untrue, or possibly a little true, but mostly false. This applies to you and me and our minds in this way. For each thought and its movement, there must be an equal opposing thought. Give yourself a thought to do something, and outside of an accident to your head, the only other thing that can prevent you from doing it is another thought not to.
Meanings can be created clearly without rationality.
It's funny because it's true.
Whatever.
There has been an emphasis on rationality for 350 years, and that is no reason to continue it.
Any thinking is praying, so continue thinking good. If you are dwelling upon depressing events, stop and think about something beneficial. There is no one sick, disturbed, in trouble, or in mental institutions for thinking good, and the only other thoughts are of fear.
People that take off their clothes, they're insane and come out in public. Now, I don't care whether they're college PhDs or XYZs.
So the next thing to do is to sink in the psycho fish hooks, as it were, to see at what levels the public can be made banana pro.
Now, go to death for your lowest deadly felony crimes against me, Frankenstein earphone radio parroting puppet gangster slave. Do not dare to repeat any part of this truthful message, for like Mr. Francis E. Deck Esquire, you too are expendable, and you too can be beaten bloodily by the gangster police and dragged in chains into a windowless telephone booth type prison cell and put into maximum security insanity prison for undetectable extermination. And by the lowest gangsterism, namely the law, character assassinated for life as an insane criminal menace to this worse gangster communism. Now that your besweated, terrified, trembling delirium has subsided, have your computer subdivision play out my letter and you reread my letter for your only hope for a future. Francis E. Deck Esquire, 29 Maple Street, Hempstead, New York. Worldwide communist gangster computer god scum on top, staged like Hollywood, with plastic pale stand-in actors, with communist gangster computer god speed recording, instantaneous, simultaneous, edited, simulated voices implanted for all TV and news media microphones in any known language. Unbelievable con artist gangsterism solely for the overall plan. Worldwide eternal Frankenstein living death slavery.
You so crazy.
I want to live in your brain. Feeling good. 2. Getting ready.
1. Open your eyes, feeling relaxed and better than before.
Oh, yes, Seekers. Yeah, better than before. We made it through all of this, and we're only a little crazier than when we started. Well, that's a good sign, I guess, since we've all been locked up here at WREK Atlanta with deranged lunatics the likes of the Simpsons. Oh, Dr. Gore, Crazy Ethel from Criminally Insane, Brother Mays Jackson, Katie Lee from two albums, Songs of Couch and Consultation and Life is a Bed of Neuroses. The Angry Samoans were there with that loud, fast, ugly, wonderful music here and there, like Right Side of My Mind, Inside My Brain, and Gimme Soper. Oh, the best version ever of Psycho by Eddie Novak. It's spelled N-O-W-A-K, and some bimbo once tried to argue the point is pronounced no-whack, but she's a type of gint you'd pronounce Sienkiewicz, Sienkiewicz. Let's see, Mr. Rogers was in there, Zig Ziglar, some of that Institute for Behavioral Awareness claptrap with Dr. Frances Stern and her Power of Positive Daydreaming scam. A short film called ID with that great housewife insanity bit. A little fire sign theater. Oh, LSD, the battle for the mind. A record with a scary redneck made up to look like a redneck's idea of a junkie or something. A little Bing Crosby, Alice Cooper, the musical Company, the funniest dinner speaker psychiatric comedian ever. Dr. Murray Banks. The leprous Kenny Rogers, Jesco White, the dancing outlaw, and Mojo Nixon's take on Kenny's song just dropped in. And then on the crack of the show, you heard the poetic voice of Franklin McCormick, Franklin with a Y. Yep, that's how he billed himself, the poetic voice of, with his version of You Go to My Head. An unknown Spanish version of Going Out of My Head, one of two Spanish versions of that song that I have, the other being by Tito Puente's spurned Coochie Coochie Girl La Lupe, and a drug company promo film from the 50s about ataraxia, the science of chemical mind relaxation. Then Barnes and Barnes, Slim Goodbody, and Danny Dunn and the Incredible Homework Machine with two different human brain songs, the ever-popular paranoiac Francis E. Deck. Oh, sorry about the crappy tape quality on him, but that's the only Deck stuff I have. And not to burst your bubble, Seekers, but that wasn't his voice. Popular lore has it that Deck used to plaster telephone poles in the New York City area with his fascinating rants about Frankenstein computer god gangster monkeys. And these were compiled by a no-doubt subgenius wag and subsequently read by a professional radio announcer. Oh, and then there was a sleazy newage huckster Dazé in her Theater of the Mind crap. The memory training course from the National Success Institute, which probably went under decades ago. Anna Russell's practical banana promotion comedy album with a good insight on rationality, subgenius style. Oh, and then we had the incredible album, A Discovery of the Mind, by Kenneth C. Kittinger, Ph.D., an obsessive guy who looked a lot like a cross between Criswell and John Waters. He somehow stumbled onto the secret of how to think straight that would eliminate war, disease, divorce, strife, and pissy moods in general. A man who was literally giving away his albums in a variety of languages back in the 50s in order to better the world and spread his weird trip around. Oh, for background music, we had Insane by Code 4, both the Asylum mix and the Straight Jacket mix. Tony Mottola, Lawrence Welk, Ferrante and Teicher, and the Hollywood Soundstage Orchestra hacks doing different versions of Going Out of My Head. A little Billy Vaughn with Windmills of My Mind. Oh, an album coincidentally also called Ataraxia. The Unexplained play electronic impressions of the occult. Oh, and this version of Help is by Beatles producer George Martin, and this is the way he obviously meant the song to be played. Oh, and then we had Subgenius Saints Devo with two severe cases of swelling, itching brain. Oh, which would make a great Nuprin commercial, what with that painful yellow headache thing.
Whatever.
Oh, enough about insanity. Or have we had enough insanity tonight? Just in case, we'll have Lard seeing us out with their 8.5-minute version of the Lunatics classic, They're Coming to Take Me Away, ha-ha. Oh, and after that, I guess I'll sign off and then burn the station down. So sleep tight, seekers. It's impossible to sleep any other way in a straitjacket. Good night.
Monogamy's the way we both must live, or you'll feel hurt. But decoration. Polly's purebred coat was gone even at our sex right paint the rent. Bang! They're coming to take me away. Ha ha! They're coming to take me away. Ha ha! Ha ha! To the loony bin with all you can eat prescription drugs like Doritin and lithium.
Good.